Namaste, everyone, and welcome to Shift Meditations. My name is Jessie Cates, and I am honored that you are joining us. Today, we will be enjoying a Dharma talk on the conversation of bringing more ease into our everyday life experiences. We will then enjoy a guided meditation together where we practice this approach of bringing ease to our everyday moments. I'm so glad you're here. I look forward to spending a little bit of time with you. I'm deeply appreciative that you're listening. Please note that this Dharma talk and meditation is recorded during a live gathering. So sounds and the sounds of other guests will be common. Again, thank you for being here. I look forward to sharing these wisdoms with you. It is an immense, immense pleasure to be here with all of you. I welcome you with such love. I'm so grateful for this community and the opportunity to be together. So what we will do is we will enjoy a moment just to kind of touch down, to check in, to kind of shift the energy to being here. And then I'll share a little bit of some philosophy and wisdom with you, and then we'll use that as what will frame our meditation practice today. So first, I'm going to invite you to get comfortable, and you can be however you'd like. You're welcome to sit on any substance or surface. You're also welcome to lie down at times if the body feels a little achy. Find a position that's comfortable. And then just close the eyes for a moment.
Jess, I can't see you.
Okay.
I see the other girl, Tracy. Oh, there you are.
Okay. I don't know. I gotcha. Always here for you. So we'll bring ourselves to the moment just with an opportunity to check in. So you might close your eyes, but you could invite your environment in as something that's going to help you become more present. So you might look around for a moment and see all the colors in the room. You might see what sort of quality of light comes through. You might use this as an opportunity just to really let your environment welcome you. And then we're bringing ourselves into just the quiet stillness of presence as we observe and feel ourselves sitting in our room. And we see if we can soften the body just a touch. And we just notice the natural movement of our breath. Feel the way this little moment has helped us to settle and connect, and that there's something immensely sacred about that. We'll call this a sacred pause. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes again and wiggle, move your body so that you settle in a way that feels really comfortable to you. So I want to share with you a little bit of yoga philosophy as a way to help frame our conversations today. But first, I'm curious if you notice in your own life journey that you allow the experience that you're going through to dictate the mood that you're in, or that you allow your circumstances to put you in a state of stress. And show of hands if that's something that is something you notice you do, like you allow a shitty day or a challenging moment to dictate. Double hand raise, right? That you allow those things to dictate what you go through. And I oftentimes will see in my own journey, and you can probably relate to this too, where there are only certain things that put us in this state of like ease and well-being. And it would be lovely to understand or to try to see, is there a way that we can be in a state of ease at all times? That would be really an amazing secret to uncover. So to uncover if this is even possible, I turn to the ancient teachings of the practice of yoga. And there was once a sage named Patanjali. He was around in the 5th century BC, so a really, really old dude. And he wrote what's called the Yoga Sutras, which is like a several verses of almost like descriptions or guidance of how the path should be walked. And so one of the very first things that he mentions is that for our practice, and think of when we do yoga together, think of the context of doing the physical poses. He described and wrote down that we should have a state of steadiness and that we should also have a state of ease. And the word for ease in Sanskrit is sukha, S-U-K-H-A. And so if Patanjali writes that we should have sukha in our physical practice, that leads me to believe that what he's really trying to show to us and to describe is that it's actually possible for us to be the one that brings the ease to the situation. Rather than waiting for the day to get better, for you to relax and go back to a state of ease, or think of it in the context of yoga, rather than waiting for a pose to get easier, for you to soften and relax, that what Patanjali is actually alluding to is that we have complete control over the state we bring forth to the situation before us. And I know all of us would absolutely love to be able to be more at ease in the midst of this pandemic. It would be immensely grateful and helpful and beneficial if there was a way to not struggle so much, if there was a way for this to feel easier to our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. So we're taking forth this wisdom from this ancient sage from the path of yoga to infuse our modern present day life, for us to see that it's absolutely possible when something is challenging, we don't have to allow that challenging situation to cement our state, that we can actually choose to be at ease, that that's something that we actually have the luxury to bring forth. So if it's a rough day, a hard pose, a challenging moment, a difficult season in our life, we can absolutely be at ease where we find ourselves, that we can bring this state of sukha. We can bring it as an attribute or a quality or an energy that we have the ability within ourselves to bring that forward. So one thing I think is immensely beneficial is this way we started with this sacred pause. This sacred pause is something that for all of the test of time and every single bit of wisdom that comes forth from the path, there is always this essence, and it's such an easy thing for us to remind ourselves of as like our beginning tool to always put us into that place of presence. That sacred pause, that moment of just pausing, tuning in to both ourselves, but to the environment we find ourselves in. These are the ways we really bring forth any wisdom that we need that's tucked in. So finding these moments to have sacred pause are immensely beneficial. And this is where our meditation practice is taking us today, to be able to pause and to then consciously remind ourselves in that pause that we possess the ease, that we don't have to wait for our body to feel better, for our mind to be less busy, for this pandemic to be over. How often have we thought that to ourselves? That we don't have to wait for those things to change or occur to go back to the state of ease that we know is possible for us because we've touched it in ourselves many times. So I would love to explore meditating on this concept. And one thing that is of benefit for all of us is that we have a regular yoga practice. And one of the grand things that we work on constantly is we work on constantly softening. We work on when we're in a yoga pose, whether it's a warrior two or a simple forward fold, we work on trying to relax what is tight, trying to bring stability to what feels shaky. And again, what we're doing is we are bringing the ease. So if we can do that in a yoga pose, it's challenging. If we can do that in meditation, which we'll practice here together, then we absolutely have to be able to apply that same concept off of our mat in our life, living through the ups and downs of this wild ride, able to take moments of pause and remind ourselves, I can be at ease right now. I can absolutely soften and settle and bring a state of ease to this challenging situation, fill in the blank, whatever is there. And so that becomes, if we think about it, wisdom from the old sages, but a superpower in the modern day, to remember that we bring the ease forward wherever we find ourselves, whatever we are going through. So I would love to practice together meditating and continually returning to the present moment and practicing bringing ease to every aspect of our body. So I'll invite you now to get comfortable, to find a cozy way to sit, to lie down, whatever is going to make you feel at ease. There are times in our life where we know what we're going through puts us into a state of ease. Think of, we show up to our yoga mat, we do our practice, and when it's over, we feel at ease again. And oftentimes, we might feel dependent on that practice to bring the ease. But the practice is a reminder that within us is the superpower. And that, yes, the postures and the time on the mat is great, but this bleeds off of the mat into our life. That this concept of sukha is something that we can apply off of the mat. It's not exclusive to the postures or to meditation. That it is a state we can choose to live in. We just have to pause often and remind ourselves of this superpower in our back pocket. So let's get cozy, however we'd like to be. What I'll do is take you through an experience of bringing ease into all the major body parts. So we'll go through that. I'll guide you through that together. And then after that's done, we will sit in the state that we've created together in silence for a bit. So make sure you're super comfortable. You enjoy the way you're sitting or resting. And I want you to know that you can, of course, change it throughout the time. You can absolutely choose to adjust your posture anytime that it serves you. And we step into this shared experience of meditation together with the intention of using it to cultivate a deep state of ease. So as you settle into your chosen shape, I'd like you for a moment just to rest the way you are. To not do anything in particular, but just to sit and be. So if the mind is wildly racing, I want you just to give it the freedom to do so. And then tune your attention to the walls that surround you. And begin to feel their support in a way that lets you start to feel really spacious, as if you are expanding out into these walls. And begin to just soften the outer layers of yourself. Scanning through the body and noticing, is there any place I'm gripping, holding? softening what you can without judging what you can't. And we'll begin to tune in even more to listen with the ears to the soft sounds that might be in the room. And we'll choose to hear sound and let it bring ease into the ears. Imagining that you could relax the ear canals. And then see if you can just feel the quality of air moving around you. Feel it meet the surface of your skin and encourage you to soften a little more. And then bring a really careful attention to the way you feel anchored. Perhaps bringing your awareness to, if you're sitting, how your sit bones and your legs and your butt kind of rest against the floor or the chair. And if you're lying down, feel how the back of your head, the back of your shoulders, your heels anchor in as well. And just really breathe and be aware of these touch points. Remembering that in any moment that you find yourself in your life outside of meditation, there are parts of your body connecting to the earth. And support of the earth is something that brings us into a state of ease. And so this can be a resource that you look for in times of stress, pausing and noticing, where do I touch the earth? And together we're going to begin to pay more attention to our breath. And I want you to see if you can find a breath that's really comfortable. That already you sense that the breath is such a powerful tool to find ease. That your breath, without trying to force it or control it, it flows in through your nose with such ease. And without any force, you can feel the movement of the breath flow back out with just as much ease back out through the nose. So we begin to feel that we can breathe sukha into the situation. And as this ease enters us by way of the breath, we can begin to direct its flow. So I encourage you now to bring your mind down to the soles of your feet. And as you're breathing, just feeling the natural movement of your breath. feeling yourself consciously choose to soften the feet, the toes, the ankles. So if there was any gripping here, any tension, you're choosing to bring sukha, choosing to bring forth ease. Feeling your feet and your ankles relax. And you might be noticing that every so often your mind wanders away from this experience of meditating together, which we'll remember is 100% normal and actually to be expected. And when that happens, we have an opportunity to return to a state of ease. Because oftentimes when we get distracted or we wander away, we feel in some way like we're failing or not doing it right. And we feel that tension rise up in the body. So returning our awareness back into our body, it's okay that we wandered that time. We're going to wander a bunch of times more while we meditate together today. And every moment that you return, even if it's just for one breath before you drift off again, it's a powerful moment to just settle and soften and bring ease back into the body. So from the feet now, we'll rise and we'll just kind of feel our mind moving up our shins. And we'll pause together at our knees. And we're going to just begin to see if we can consciously soften this region and all the muscles around it. Breathing the breath down towards the knees. Slowly we'll move our awareness up. Begin to sense in your mind the feeling of your thighs. Bringing our awareness into our hips. We'll soften our glute muscles and relax through the legs. It's a common place of tension in lots of our bodies, so choosing consciously to evoke the superpower of sukha and to bring ease into the hips as we breathe. To remind the body to soften, surrendering its tension. And should the mind be wandering, we lovingly acknowledge and gently return. We might soften the body and bring ease back as we bring our mind back into our hips, bringing ease into the body. Beginning to acknowledge the way there's this really lovely, soft, expansive feeling we're beginning to notice in the belly. This is a surefire sign that we are in a state of sukha, in a state of ease, if our breath is down in our belly. And this is why these moments of sacred pause are so important, to help remind us that if we can breathe and soften, we can bring ease back. When we feel our breath down in our belly, we know we're in that place of ease, and then we can choose how we move forward. Whether we're moving forward in a challenging yoga pose, or we're moving forward in a challenging moment in our life at work or at home, that we have the power to put ourselves in a state of ease as we move through our daily challenges. Bringing our awareness back to our belly and continuing to feel the soft rise and fall of our belly, our breath deep within the body. Let's begin to draw our breath up our spine and let our awareness follow our breath as we just encourage there to be a feeling of ease as we ungrip any muscle tightness that we might feel we're creating. As we feel the way our spine rests in our body and we choose to bring a feeling of ease forward. We breathe this ease and we encourage this ease in the spine, beginning to feel the ribs soften. And able to feel the expansiveness of the breath a little more clearly. Beginning to breathe and return back to the feeling of your breath. See if you can move your awareness up to the center of your chest. Breathing and experiencing the breath rising up through the collarbones. And bringing ease to this space. This is a space we commonly will feel like that heaviness. But the heart's very nature is lightness. And as we breathe and we remind ourselves that we bring the ease, we can lift the fog of some heavy feelings. Breathing ease into the heart, reminding the body of its natural state, the mind of its natural state. And as we breathe, we'll now feel this sukha begin to spread down the arms. Consciously choosing to surrender any tension you might be holding in the neck and shoulders. So breathing ease into the upper body. And then bring awareness now to your face and bring ease to the jaw as you loosen the teeth from each other. Soften across the ridge of your nose. smooth out your brow and bring ease into the outer corners of your eyes. Return to that felt feeling of the breath moving in through your nostrils with such ease before it moves back out again. And then zoom out for a moment and observe this state of ease, this sukha that you brought, that you now feel hopefully a flavor of in the entire body. Now, what is profound about you is that what you do to the body, you do to the mind and the overall spirit. So now we'll sit together in quiet digital meditation. And we'll begin to hopefully feel this state of ease that's in the body spread into the mind and into the heart. Remembering to just continue to return lovingly back to your breath and continue bringing sukha back into yourself. Resting richly in this present moment together. Allow your breath to deepen. And as it deepens, just check back in with yourself. And perhaps for you, you've felt a shift in some way. The body maybe moved from a rigid state into that of a little more softness. Or perhaps the mind, maybe it was busy, distracted, and it feels a little more focused and present. Remember, it's okay if your experience is different than what I'm describing. And maybe the overall state of your being was agitated and is now calm, or was sad and is now joyous. There's been a shift in some way. And as we begin to soften our meditative shape, reminding ourselves that we brought this. We brought forth this ease. We created this shift in ourselves. And we have the power to take that off of the cushion, off of the yoga mat, into our jeans and our tennis shoes and our everyday life. That we can bring the ease to the most difficult of situations. That we have sukha as a sacred superpower. Begin to gently soften the body a little bit. It might need a gentle little stretch or wiggle or twist, just something that lets it know it's softening that meditative shape. And then we'll take a moment just to kind of honor all of us here together with a little bow of love, and then we can chat, and if there are any questions, I can of course answer them, and we can share anything we feel like sharing. But for now, we'll formally close as we bring our hands together in front of our heart. And we'll give a little bow of our head towards our own fingertips to acknowledge the place of peace within. Then we'll lift our head and give a little bow to the screen and any squares we may see of one another here together, acknowledging the peace of each of us, acknowledging the heart that radiates out through the pixels of a screen. Till next time, may we all be well, may we all be safe and at ease.